Think Tank is funded by listeners like you.
Today on Geek Tank, we wrap up season 3.
We talk about current and future goals.
And we get kind of awkward, kind of like when an ex-boyfriend walks in on you and your new boyfriend at a dinner type awkwardness.
It's weird.
It's very awkward.
Awkward.
After this. I'm Guy.
Hi, I'm Troy.
Hi, I'm Chelsea.
And this is Geek Tank,
your Trenta-sized podcast.
Try too hard not to stare as we reflect back on this year of podcasting.
Today, we're going to look back over our third season. But first, the news. Our news is brought to you by Geekway Homes.
What's that?
It's a place where you can go to get a home. Some people.
Like if I'm a geek and I don't want a boring home, right?
Right. You want a home with all kinds of cool things.
Legos.
You want a gaming den and you want a Lego room and you need like
a sewing room.
For your sewing.
Yeah, it happens. www.geekwayhomes.com. Okay, in the news, Japan's Hayabusa 2 will reach the asteroid Ryugu this week, where it will sample part of the asteroid and then begin its return to Earth, which it will return to Earth in 2020.
That's a while.
Yeah, well, it's a long way to an asteroid and back. Expedition 55 will hand over the command of the ISS to Expedition 56 on June 1st. And then they will return to Earth on June 3rd. Lost in Space is renewed for season 2. That's kind of cool because we liked Lost in Space season 1.
What I've seen of it.
Well, so far, yeah, we haven't seen a lot of it, but we're working on it. We're working on it.
So, being our last episode of the season, I have one treat for you for my news, and that is, I don't know if you've been keeping up with us, but I was sick a while back, and I've recorded a bunch of movie reviews in my super deep sick voice, and it just so happens that for June 15th, for the release of Incredibles 2, I recorded one for that. I know that's a couple of weeks away from the release of this, but it's the best movie coming out between now and then that I even want to talk about. So here you go.
Everyone's favorite family of superheroes is back in Incredibles 2. But this time, Helen is in the spotlight, leaving Bob at home with their kids, Violet and Dash, to navigate the day-to-day heroics of quote-unquote normal life. It's a tough transition for everyone, made tougher by the fact that the family is still unaware of baby Jack-Jack's emergent superpowers. When a new supervillain hatches a brilliant and dangerous plot, the family and Froze Zone must find a way to work together again, which is easier said than done, even when they're all incredible.
And that was the last you're going to get of my super deep sick voice for that season, but maybe I'll get sick again for next season and do a bunch then.
Right. Oh, man. So for those of you who don't know, I am part of the fan army of BTS, which is Bangtan Boys. They are a Korean kind of pop slash rap group. They're super cool. I love them. They do a show called Run BTS, which is super entertaining.
It's she could be fantastic. For Red Velvet, or she could be for Girls' Generation. But no, it has to be BTS.
It has to be BTS. I love my boys. So... the problem is that...
if we're going to talk K-pop, let's talk K-pop,
right.
Man.
I've been trying to get tickets with my bestie because they're coming to the U.S. They're going to L.A. They're going to San Antonio. They're going to Newark. And we haven't been able to get tickets because of scalpers.
Oh.
Dear Scalpers, I hate you so much, so much, so much so that I'm now planning a trip to South Korea because this is the only place that I can actually see a band that I like.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
While you're there, go see Girls' Generation.
I will.
Okay.
But yeah, that's my news. Like, they announced this amazing world tour. I was super excited. You know, there's nothing in Denver, unfortunately. I keep hoping for dates. Maybe they'll come out with them by the time this airs. But right now, I have no tickets.
Maybe it'd be cheaper to hire them to personally come perform for you.
$250 for floor seats, and Scalpers are selling them for $6,000.
Wow.
This is not okay. And the fan army is really business. Upset.
I know.
Like, this is awful, but I mean, there's nothing we can do right now except fight it, you know, and try to be better in the future, but for now, I have no tickets, and I'm a sad fan.
So we're saying that BTS has a lot of soul. And that's the news. So it's the last episode of season 3.
Hooray!
Yay.
We made it.
We made it to the end of season 3.
Oh my God.
And Chelsea didn't leave.
I know. I know. Somehow she's managed to stay with us through this entire season.
I haven't murdered anything yet.
You haven't killed us yet.
I've been slapped a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of smacking.
Yes.
Oh, Chelsea, come on.
That was fakes. I've been framed.
We put her face in a frame. Now we just, she's a picture.
Am I the picture of a perfect podcaster now?
Yes, you are.
Oh. Picture perfect.
She's hanging around now. She'll be hanging around for season 4.
Really? So, stay focused.
Yes.
So it's what we're going to do is talk about stuff and improvise this whole episode.
Yeah, we're right. Pretty much going to just chat a little bit about...
I mean, we've been chilling. We've been updating the Facebook page. I hope you guys like it. We're trying to be a little more accessible, especially for like the AWAs, because we definitely want ask us anything from you guys.
From people that's not us.
Right. So if it's easier for you to like message us on Facebook, that's totally fine. You can still email questions at RockyMountainGeekTank.com. Like either way, we're usually on. Like one of us is usually watching it. So feel free to message with like, you know, podcast episodes you'd like to hear.
Yep. Topics that we haven't covered you'd like to hear, or topics that we've covered that you'd like to hear more about.
Or like if you have a convention that you want us to come to and hang out and see what all the buzz is about, like let us know for sure.
We usually like to request at least three media passes. 4 would be great because we have our techie.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't invite us to your convention and then expect hundreds of dollars from us because we're poor. We poll.
But that's one of the things. This season was the sort of the first time that we've done a season.
Yes.
And the last two seasons kind of blurred together and they were weird. And they really were 3 seasons that were really 2 seasons that became 3 seasons. And then we're all messed up. So this was the first time that we had a unified, honest to goodness, like it's designed and everything. And so...
Well, every season we decided we're going to get better. So season 2 is better than season 1.
I think so, too.
And season 3 is better than season 2 and season 1.
Yeah.
Well, it's still growing. Like, the format changed a little bit this year. It was a little bit of a longer podcast.
Yeah.
I always feel like we run out of time, like, no matter what.
By adding an extra person, but I think it's totally worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was absolutely worth it to bring Chelsea in. Mm-hmm. No question.
Yay.
If you think our podcast is too long, we can get rid of Guy.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Just kidding.
Or Troy.
Or me.
We're both expendable.
Me in a quarter, yes. Like, I hate everything.
Just be the Chelsea show. There'll be hosts who are complaining about...
But I hate everything.
IE or EA.
EA. E3 is going to be crazy. I'm probably going to run a blog posting during E3 just to give my thoughts.
Or we might do live broadcast.
Call it E3 and me.
No, E3 is a week, honey.
So you get to do it every day.
I mean, I used to watch it at work. I can still watch it at work and go through E3, just what's releasing, what's coming out, what we're seeing. And that's a really good comparison because a lot of issues with E3 is people will show things at E3, like these beautiful live trailers that look nothing like the game.
No Man's Sky. What?
Yeah, and make promises like Peter Molyneux.
For reference of that, you can see episode 301 of this season where we discuss No Man's Sky.
Oh man. And we're still like experimenting with like the AWA section. We did the 1 minute debates for a little bit. We're trying to make those work. It became kind of a battle.
Yeah.
Partially trying to come up with things to argue about, because there are a lot of things we agree on. So it's kind of been interesting to like play with that section. But if you guys have suggestions, we definitely love to hear them. We definitely love your feedback. Like, hit us up. For real. We're so nice.
Chelsea's asking for you to hit on her.
No.
Hit up.
What?
Oh, hit us up.
On Messenger.
Okay. Message us and hit all
Don't
three of us
anybody,
up at
no.
the same time.
I think she's asking for people to hit us.
No. Okay.
That sounds bad.
This one's so bad.
This is what you get when you improvise an episode.
Yeah,
so there,
it goes
and everyone,
south.
Yep.
So we come in on my MySpace page. I post every Thursday/Friday. No,
we will try to do more Instagrammy stuff too.
Yeah, we're working on building our social media, obviously, and
Chelsea's been amazing at.
Yeah, Chelsea's been doing a great job on that one.
She added the message button to our Facebook thing, which I assumed was already there.
Yes,
because
a new thing, and Facebook is always changing, so I'm always trying to like update information.
Yeah, it's a moving target.
Right, so it's a little bit difficult. Instagram is fun because like we have so many adventures that it's been fun to kind of like post different pictures on, and I like Instagram a lot because it's really quickly and it's picture based. So,
and I'm always at a store looking for the best geek deals, so I try to post pictures of geeky stuff
I
find.
Which I love because I've like bought a bunch of stuff.
Right,
it's all your fault, right?
But you got it cheaper than you would have otherwise.
Definitely.
Yep.
Well, and I have some geek stuff added. I mean, I got a lightsaber for Christmas. And some super soft pajamas I am.
Yep.
That are my jam.
Nice.
So, I'm a happy person.
It happens.
Yeah. Coming up, like, I mean, with so many things coming out over the summer.
And that's one of the reasons why we go on hiatus. Well, actually, the primary reason we should probably discuss why. Why is it we go on hiatus, Troy?
Why is there a break coming up? Well, I have three reasons and you have one.
That is mostly the reason why we do this.
Our kiddos are out of school for the summer.
And that pretty much puts us as full-time dads in full-time dad position.
Until they're old enough to run the techie stuff and we replace Kevin with our kids.
Yep, there you go. And that's what will happen in the future.
They'll be more tech savvy.
Yes.
Already are more tech savvy than us, I think.
I think they run out all the equipment in our household already. That's why we go on break. We go on break for the summer break, and that makes sense. That allows us also to do some other things. Like, for instance, I have every intention of updating our files and music and things like that. Mm-hmm. So that when we roll into next year, we'll have all of that organized. Every year we get a little bit more organized with our podcast equipment.
And hopefully we find someone who can make our website something other than one big scrolly page.
Right.
We can,
but it also allows us to sit down and talk and discuss, you know, what topics do we want to do? Which brings us back to you.
Ah.
Because if you want us to talk about something, if you have a topic that you would really want us to do, and even if you would like to, as my wife says, deep dive into a topic that goes into something that we've already discussed, but we didn't go deep enough. She feels like we've covered a lot of topics,
but we didn't go deep enough into that.
Hey,
so
you know, genetics.
Well,
don't
like
make fun of it.
JRPD, with JRPGs, yes.
Thank you, Albert, for that, listener,
yes.
Albert.
And
yes,
I definitely want to revisit that with a friend of mine who plays a ton of JRPGs, because it's just not a genre I'm super familiar with as a gamer, but I have dabbled here and there with certain games. So
right.
I definitely want to go into more detail with that and have, you know, kind of my resident expert, Garion, come on and chat about his favorite RPGs now that he actually has a kidney and is not dying.
That's about
always
a
plus.
Yeah.
Definitely a plus.
And also, if you enjoyed our little extra things we did, like our tasting food challenge with the blindfolds, or if you want to see more of that, let us know.
If you
want to
see more abuse of us, is what you're saying.
Right. Well, I bought extra blindfolds, so we're set on the blindfolds.
Oh, good.
But I'm not going to suggest things that we can do with blindfolds, because I might end up somewhere else that we can't.
Didn't buy handcuffs.
On a podcast. I don't need those. I got a set already.
Gotcha.
I get that my boyfriend's going out of town for a month, but that's a little much.
We're not involving you.
Why do you always assume you're invited? That's just
presumptuous.
We're supposed to be a team.
Oh, that's right.
Fine. Well,
she runs the camera.
You're included.
No, you can make the tech guy do that.
Anyway,
if he can find it. All right,
that's what she said.
That's what they said. Oh, that's my new thing now. Whenever you're going to say that's what she said, say that's what they said.
Yeah, it makes it sound like a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, but you get rid of the gender thing and you stop making it a female joke.
Oh.
A joke on females. Or just say that's what he said. Just
I was
going to
say that's a particularly self-deprecating thing for a male to say, I guess.
It depends on what you're saying.
I mean, just talking about things that we're doing live and
Well, you know what? The best part about this is we can discuss that now because we'll go to a break.
Okay.
And we'll discuss it after this.
We'll have a plan.
A plan after this.
Hey guys, my name is Gigi Edgley. I'm Chiana from Farscape and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shop Challenge, and you're listening to the awesome Geek Tank! Woo!
And we are back, and to pick up where we left off with Chelsea, a plan is just an excuse to do something stupid.
Yay!
So, as we've discovered, this does not change the fact that we still have children we have to look at for the whole summer. But
is this about stupid and planning again? Because that's how we got children?
I planned everything that happened.
Oh, yeah.
So there's actually less conventions than we were thinking that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We have Denver Comic Con coming up June 15th to 17th, and our status with that is still as yet unknown, so we may or may not be there. Yep. We have WesterCon.
MalCon and WesterCon, which our status is very, very
MalCon,
confirmed.
MalCon is co-hosting with WesterCon, so it's kind of two conventions for one.
Yep, two for one conventions.
July 4th, which is a Wednesday, through July 8th, which is a Sunday. And then that's it until Indiecade, which is the very beginning of August.
August and the beginning of September.
And that's the anime
which
convention.
Which may lead off our next season.
Yes.
Because that's right at the top of September.
And the best thing about that is now all three of us are going to be super busy with other stuff involved with the convention, so our coverage will be, well, we will have coverage, but it will be probably over lunch.
Tired coverage. Like, don't expect
tired
Geek
coverage
Tank
of
like
Geek Tank.
Full. Because, I mean, you two are going to be area heads, and I'm a lieutenant, so we are really running the paces through our rooms.
Yeah.
Our sections.
We've got a lot of stuff going on, which is the way it always goes with Indie K for us. It's a big monster convention and we work it.
And it's like it's the big convention that I work personally. Like I've worked other cons, but like Indie K is like
that's ours. It's our baby.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's where we're going over. That's our convention schedule for the summer.
If you happen to hear this and it's still before a convention,
those conventions,
a convention that we didn't mention,
look
a convention
for our
mention.
Jerseys because we've got our jerseys.
We're going two different routes.
Oh.
If there's a convention that we have not talked about and you know about it, message us and tell us that in case we're interested.
Yeah, like, you can get us on Facebook or you can questions at RockyMountainGeekTank.com.
Yeah, because maybe it didn't show up on the internet during our search.
Oh, for sure. Especially like if it's a new convention, you know, we usually hear about them, but I haven't heard of anything crazy new this year.
Right.
So.
Doesn't mean it's not sneaking by us.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So our plan for the summer, because we're not going to just, we are taking a break, but we are still going to produce material for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We came up with this idea that's low drag, meaning that there'll be no editing involved, which means it'll be uncensored, which someone Yes.
We're looking at it right now.
I'm really going to do my best. I curse a lot, and I'm sorry.
You know, as long as the audience knows going into it, I really don't care.
Yeah, actually, me neither.
I honestly do try to watch it as much as I can, because it's like my stressor. Like, when I'm stressed out or when I'm, like, nervous, I curse a lot.
Yeah.
It just happens. It's probably the worst habit to have when you're like stressed out.
Well, by running uncensored, we also have a chance to explore topics we wouldn't normally explore on our normal podcast.
Yeah. Right, because there are things that are just a little bit rougher or a little bit, you know, not as pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Or PG-13.
Yeah, we're going R, possibly in C-17 with this. So
I
we're going to call it Geek Tank.
Get to NC-17.
We're going
to
call it Geek Tank Raw because it's raw material.
Are you going to make me get naked again?
Well, you are right now.
Right.
So
I'm leaving.
But it'll be like a 30-minute, roughly a 30-minute coverage of us just yammering uncensored.
Yeah.
About one topic.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll also do some visits to a couple different places. Like, we're going to visit Lair of Abraxas. I think that's this
We're going to try to. It may just be you and I.
Yeah.
I don't know if Guy's going to be able to get out of his commitment or not for that.
Yeah, I've got a commitment that night, but we'll see.
Fort Collins to...
Yes, there's a place called Dungeons and Drafts that I'd like for us to go do a live cast from, or live gameplay.
I haven't been up there since they opened, so it's going to be different to see what it looks like. I mean, it's been like 4 or 5 years.
I think it would be fun is for us to take a group up there and do a live broadcast of us playing a game.
That'd be fun.
I agree.
Super, super fun. Speaking of broadcasts, we are thinking about doing a charity live stream while we play some like Pathfinder or Dragon Age. We're still working out the hard details, but we don't want to do some fundraising for those with cancer because cancer sucks.
It does.
So let's make our mark on the world. We're going to game.
I think they call it actual play podcast, but this will be video as well. So you can see our ugly mugs.
Mugly Uggs.
I'm going to make them dress up too.
Yeah, I'll have a pretty dress.
You got to play your characters.
So as a GM, I'd have to have a whole wardrobe to change into all the NPCs.
Then you really will have the nudity thing going, won't you?
Because you'll have to fight a bunch of triumphs or something.
We're going to test that out.
I said triumphs. Nymphs. I left the N out of that.
I'm also probably going to be playing some League of Legends this summer, so I will probably post when I'm on Twitch. Just know that that is not going to be censored.
Are you going to connect that to Geek Tank?
Yeah.
Do it.
I'll probably just
do it in your cool.
And if we want to play like some games on Xbox Live and stuff like that, we can hop on and play some different
games. I've got those older systems too. We could always do let's play Super Puzzle Fighter.
You know, that'd be actually kind of fun too. I mean, maybe we could play with Guy, who's a really bad player, and then kill him lots.
Teach Guy how to play video games.
Because it could happen. I could be like good. I could be a contender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. And we've got some really cool games coming out. So if there are games that like Guy won't play, like we can play some super scary games. And we can play some arcade games, which are super chill and just...
You know, I could use that blindfold.
Right.
If you're playing the super scary games, I'll just sit in the back with a blindfold on.
I think you were at Greenwood when this happened. Greenwood being the old nerd commune that you used to live in with a bunch of other nerds, which is why it's a commune. They had a... I think it was a Sega, not Sega Genesis, Dreamcast. I think it was a copy of Soul Calibur or Soul Blade. And there's a fella, a friend of ours named JD, who's really good at the game. And I was really good at the game at the time. We were really, really good at the game. So we decided to just turn our backs to the screen and play without paying attention. And the audience was just amazed at the blocking and attacking combinations we were pulling off without looking at it. So we could have fight game blindfold.
Now, see, fight games... The thing is that I'm actually good at fight games, so you and I could, we could do that. We could try that. That would be fun.
I
want
to see that.
That could be a fun thing to do.
I want to see that.
But you'd have to go for Soul Calibur.
You'd be the only one seeing it.
Because you were doing Soul Blade, so Soul Calibur, I'll do Soul Calibur.
Actually, it was Soul Calibur, because I remember Voldo was one of the characters.
Yeah,
weirdo.
Fun thing.
Yep. Certainly, because we could do Soul Calibur blindfolded. That'd be fun.
Yep.
I would definitely go after you.
There are definitely like a lot of combo.
You know what we should do is see if we can't get Alex to get in there for Soul Calibur blindfold and kill us both. I'll bet you that he would wipe us both out.
I'm just a button masher. Like, all I do is mash all the buttons and see what happens. Like, I'm really bad at like the half circle, X, Y, backwards, up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, B, A, B, A, start, select. Yeah, I'm not so good at those combos.
If you hit select, that things go bad in these games. Anyway, so yeah, that could be fun. So these are all things that we're thinking of doing over the summer. So it's not like we're gone. We're just gone off the podcast.
Changing gears.
So you'll need to come to our Facebook page and check us out there.
I'm sure Trey will still remind you like what videos or what movies are coming out that he's excited about. You know, Guy's got all these rocket launches this summer. I mean,
yep, we got a lot of stuff on there.
SpaceX has so much going on that we'll probably post like when those launches are happening, so we can watch those. We can link in to watch those launches live.
That'd be fun.
Those are so cool.
Yeah, rocket launches.
If you have suggestions for over the summer, you can contact us here. Yeah.
If you've got anything you want us to do, or
puppet show,
puppet shows, or anything like that, then just give us a holler on our Facebook page, or you can email us at questions@RockyMountainGeekTank.com. That's certainly a thing to do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll take a break and contemplate our lives, and then we'll be back and we'll talk about the far, far future of Geek Tank after this.
Hi, this is Carolyn Kay, author of Galacel's Tales. You can find my books DN Vec and Sic Evra on Amazon and all of your other retail sites. This is Geek Tank.
So in a galaxy far, far away, the future of Geek Tank lies in season four.
Well, this format went fairly well of the three segments. Mm-hmm. The Ask Us Anything, the news at the top of the hour. Yep. It actually is the top of the hour because
we'll
it's a one-hour show.
A little more organized because we've learned to work together. I mean, we always know we're going to take an hour just to chit-chat and hang out.
I hope we're better organized, but
we'll be aight.
I'm not betting on it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to in season four, we're going to have a different opening theme and a different closing theme.
Thank you, David Coyle.
As is the tradition.
Yay, thank you, David Coyle.
Hey, if you want to message us on a theme, because I was thinking a cappella.
Theme idea, yeah. But
yeah, we all singing it.
Not us, actual singers.
Oh.
I can sing.
Mouth harp.
Rude.
Well, then everybody but her, because she can sing, so it'd be you and me going,
I will badly play guitar or piano.
That was kind of cool.
I'll just play
it sounded like a chair being screeched across the floor. We do it all on drums.
Well, I know, like, you're recently joining us. I mean, if you want to hear more of us, you know, when we're off season, we've been working with David Coyle on a podcast called Very Scary with Jerry McCrary.
Oh, yeah.
It's
you should
check
that out.
It's a little more improv-y. It's super fun, though. We've been having some fun in honing our improv skills more for this podcast as well, you know, in our live segments, and that's been super fun.
Yeah.
So
it's if you've ever heard of Art Bell's show, that's what it's based off of, which I'm a newcomer to that show.
I like to think it's kind of like Space Ghost Coast to Coast a little bit.
Yeah.
It's got that kind of feel. It's just more paranormal.
Focusing on supernatural and paranormal.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's been so much fun and David spoils us quite a bit, so.
It's a very interesting show and I've been waiting to join it. I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be fun. So we've been doing that kind of on the side as well.
Yeah, but that won't be season four of Geek Tank. That's just something in between.
That's something in between here and there.
I just forgot to mention it. I'm working on a super secret project that I can't give you any teasers on right now.
You've already told me too much then.
I'm sorry.
Now you're going to kill us again.
But season four, hopefully you will hear some super cool stuff. So
I'm working on a super secret process or project too.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell you.
Is it Witches of Flame?
Oh.
I bet it's Witches of Flame.
That's not so secret because it's already out there.
Also, BTW, you should be reading Witches of Flame. It's a really good comic.
I need to get back to it.
Definitely.
Been a little behind on it.
So we'll definitely cover Hexacon, which we missed this year.
Yeah, we'll get Hexacon this year. We're
four.
So sorry there.
Yes. Boy, talk about ball dropping. Yeah. Now I'm a man.
What happened?
We totally missed it.
Gotcha. We had the date in our heads in a totally different place. And
oh, gotcha.
So, and we missed it completely.
Right. And that's totally a convention I would want to go to because it's all about gaming.
It's a gaming convention and we just completely zorched it. And it was so weird. And it was like, it was just a...
It's like one of those things where you're sitting there and you realize, oh, I was supposed to be at the airport catching a flight. Oh, well.
Yeah.
How did I mess that up? But
well, and it was a good con too. And... Mm-hmm. Although, I guess this last time it snowed, so maybe not so...
I mean, it snowed at Starfest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Has anybody heard anything on Tacticon at all?
Not really.
Tacticon,
like
Genghis Khan, and Conclave of Gamers, and I know that Conclave, I think, joined forces with one of the two.
Yeah.
And they formed Voltron?
Yes.
Because Genghis is still
We have an outside source with information. Hold on.
Wait for it. We'll pause and get information. Okay, there we go. Oh, whoa.
Well, that was smooth. Good job.
Jeez.
So,
really messed up the...
Tacticon has been sold to a gaming group in Colorado Springs, and what I could find online is the date is to be announced for 2018, but it will be taking place in Colorado Springs. Genghis Khan will be taking place February 15th to 18th, and that's Genghis Khan 41, which is a gaming convention. So that's one that you could go to in February. That's locally in Denver. Colorado Spring Ones is yet to be set from what I can find, but maybe I went to the wrong website. And I have no word on Conclave of Gamers. I don't know if that's still in existence or not.
But we still got Genghis, which is a fantastic con.
Right.
It is.
It's one of
it
my
is.
Favorites. Like, I have a lot of good memories at Genghis. My first boyfriend took me there for Valentine's Day, and, like, I became a geek. Yay!
Your first
it's
boyfriend.
Almost like you're a gamer.
Your first boyfriend took me to Genghis Khan too, I'm sorry to tell you.
And me too.
Okay.
It was all right. The same con too. It was a sitcom where he ran between all three of us.
That makes it a sitcom.
Yes, a sitcom. A Genghis sitcom.
Yep. A Genghis sitcom. Okay, so
should I say it again? Genghis sitcom?
Say it one more time.
We're both repeating it?
Then it's the three time.
I think that was the third.
Genghis sitcom.
No, it's four. Now you messed it up.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on to... No, we're not moving on. We're just never moving on.
So we missed a convention when I was looking here called KoboldCon. Is that
KoboldCon?
Yeah, that's
there
a new one I hadn't heard of.
At a con?
Yeah, it's... I know that a buddy of mine, Rio, is involved in that. Yeah, that was last...
Was that also a gaming convention?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was a gaming convention,
too. So we should make contact with them for next year since I have no idea who they are.
It's too bad I don't know anybody who's involved with that.
Well, apparently you didn't know him before last weekend.
Well, it did sneak up on me. He started posting pictures, and I was like, what?
So season 4, possibly KoboldCon.
Yeah, so that'd be cool. We'll get into that one. There's all kinds of stuff we're going to get into.
Yeah.
So one of the things
that we... Did you
say no? I said yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jesus. Did you say no?
Be so rude.
No, it would have been funnier.
So rude.
So one of the things that we're looking forward to in season 4 is interaction with you. So come to our Facebook page, come to our Twitter page, come to our
Instagram
page. Talk to us. There's a lot of us out there. We were just discovering how far a reach we've got now.
I feel like we're sounding needy and stalking our audience.
You know.
We're watching you.
I'm going to stand outside your window
right
with a boombox.
It's nice to have feedback. I mean, on something like this, you know.
It is.
Where we're talking once a week.
We know they're out there.
I know.
We know you're out there. We're watching you.
Or at least a bunch of Russian bots.
We know those Russian bots are out there. That's certainly
Hopefully not. Oh, that would be so tragic.
If they would just ask us anything, then it'd be good. Like our social security number or something.
Yeah, don't.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Guy, we've talked about this.
Oh, okay.
You do not have a rich uncle in Nigeria, okay?
Oh.
You need to let it go.
But I already communicated with him.
I'm not getting you a visa.
Oh.
It's not happening. It doesn't matter.
I'll get you a MasterCard.
Sweet. I'm all happy now.
Yes.
Oh, that's a huge, like, Nigeria is like a huge...
issue.
Unfortunately, scammy country. They're the least trusted passport in the whole world. They still have like handwritten passports in places in Nigeria.
I don't believe you.
You have to feel bad for the Nigerians.
Nigeria,
because like they're trying desperately to be like
problem,
completely
right?
on the up
so
and up.
When I
and they like it? Everybody's like, you're just trying to sell me something, and they're like, yeah, I'm trying to sell you. Something. No, you're no, scamming you're me. I can't even sell you like, this soda pop. No.
No, when I submit visa applications, I have to submit. Payment to a completely different center.
Yep.
Because they're worried about them stealing money from the consulate.
I just with all that royalty, it's hard to believe.
I know, right?
So everybody's a prince there.
Yeah. It's nuts. I can't handle it.
Yep. That's too bad. Okay. Well, I think we're pretty much winding down for this.
That's
episode.
How improv goes.
Winding
without
down.
Audience participation, it gets really hard to do.
Yeah. We did have a sponsor participation.
We did.
He's been sitting over here making comments that you can't hear because the microphone's too specific.
That's on purpose. He needs to buy another
microphone. Yeah, that's what he does. So anyway, okay, well.
I mean, that's all the time we have for now. We should probably do one last hour, right?
Yeah, we should.
We should?
We should.
Ask us anything.
From the ether.
So we'll go to our hour and then... we'll say goodbye.
Good job.
Awkward.
Okay, so our Ask Us Anything for the last Ask Us Anything for the season is, what's your favorite geeky destination? And I'll start with you, Troy.
Oh, you're not going to talk about the Star Trek cruise?
No, I've often thought about whether I should do the Star Trek cruise. I mean, really, if it was me, though, I think where I really want to go is Ticonderoga, New York. Because I really want to go to the Phase 2 sets.
And see some horse racing?
Yes. Or the Phase 2 sets.
Right.
Which is much more...
They don't do horse racing on the Phase 2 set.
No.
I missed that episode of
James Colley's sets. I really want to go see that so bad.
You know, if Shatner directed an episode, it would have horses in it.
It would.
Because he did, and it did.
And it did. That's exactly what happened.
All right, so you're coming over here to me now. Okay,
I see. Yeah, okay. So my geeky destination would be Ticonderoga at the Star Trek sets experience.
At one time, I thought we were talking about a road trip to there.
I want to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, geeky destinations, besides my basement.
Your basement.
Which I get to go to every night anyway. I've never been to one of these experience things, and I know they did a Mad Max one, I think, and they did a Blade Runner one, or the two that I know of. And the one they did is like Blade Runner 2049 Experience, and I'll just read straight from their thing. It was they teamed up with a group called Giant Spoon for the San Diego Comic-Con 2017, and its VT Pro was tasked with creating Alcon Entertainment Blade Runner 2049 Experience. The entire activation was a 12,800 square foot total immersion into the world of Blade Runner 2049. So they took all that area and turned it into part of the city with like the White Dragon Diner, cars that looked like they were hovering, the rainy mist stuff, characters dressed up in appropriate costumes. It's just like being there on the movie set. And that would be really cool to do. And what would be even more cool is if someone ran a LARP in that environment.
Yeah.
So that would be my geeky destination of some kind of immersive LARPy thingy that's not just, here we are in the cabins in the woods and we're doing stuff with foam swords. It'd be neater to have a full, awesome set like that.
There you go.
My favorite place currently, like, that I actually go to is just cons. I really love my conventions, like Starfest and NEK are some of my favorite places to be. I feel like I'm more of a happier, nicer person. I'm usually working and running around, so seeing like familiar faces and meeting new people, it's really, really fun.
Would Seoul, Korea be a geeky destination for seeing the band? Are they not geeky enough?
No, I want to go to New Zealand. I want to see all of the places. I want to go see
where
Hobbit.
They hobbited,
yeah, of course, you want to go to a hobbit hole.
I love the Lord of the Rings movies. They were really, really fun, and they might not be like 100% on the ball, but they captured the feel of high fantasy, which Tolkien started. Like Tolkien elves, Tolkien dwarves. These are critical things that we have in our fantasy core base.
Yep.
The man is a legend.
I agree with
maybe
that.
Maybe a little bit of a long-winded writer, but I love him even though he wrote a character like Tom Bombadil.
Who wouldn't love a hobbit hole anyway?
Right. So. But it would be really nice to go to New Zealand and travel through. I have a friend who did it recently, and she just had a freaking ball. And it sounds like a great adventure.
I like that choice. Way better than conventions. Conventions are cool and all, but
conventions, we do that like all the time. Away from it's home. Like it's cozy, it's exhausting, but you get to see, you know, there are the con family that you get to see four or five times a year in different places in different roles, but you're all together still, and I love that bond and I love that.
I agree.
Experience.
That's why I keep doing it. Okay. Well, that's the last hour.
I know.
Of season 3.
Wow, yeah. Wow. Okay, well, there you go.
And that's it. That's all she wrote. That's a wrap, as they say.
Yeah, boy! Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the brain.
What was that?
That was a rap.
That was a
rap. That's not what it sounded like.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, fine. I'm editing this episode, so I'm gonna go back and put in an actual rap thing. So there.
God.
So I'd like to thank Starbucks because you're awesome for being awesome and letting us record here. I'd like to thank our sponsor, Yay Geekway Homes.
Yay Geekway Homes.
He's also running around with us at conventions now too.
To make sure we're doing what we're doing right. We needed someone to make sure we're doing it right.
Thank you.
Keep an eye over us.
Yep. And we have talked about a lot of things over this last season, so we'd like to I'd like to thank all of the people we've talked about, but I'd also like to thank you for listening.
Yay, thank you guys so much.
Because
we wouldn't be here without you.
If you had a like button, I'd click it.
Okay, that didn't sound creepy.
If you had an Instagram, I'd heart all your posts like a creepy stalker ex-boyfriend.
We should also probably thank Mike Davis, who does all of the little intros and outros.
The voice of Mike Davis,
who's been omnipresent.
Our Don Pardo.
Yeah, because he's there omnipresently.
David Poyle as well for some composing music and
his musical stylings.
Being a nice guy.
And Kevin McLeod, which is the music we keep using from Incomptech.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate that, and we keep using that. I keep trying to get that in our little, like, bumps, and I keep forgetting to put that in there.
Copyright-free music.
Yeah, because he's so useful. But that's great. So that's all the time we've got
to
for...
our techie, too.
Right.
A behind-the-scenes techie.
He's our mule. He carries drugs for us across the border.
All of our stuff. Like,
across the border.
Cameras, like...
across the border. So that's all the time we've got for season 3. I've been Guy.
I've been Troy.
And I've been Chelsea.
And this is Geek Tank 335.
As always, you can email us at questions@rockymountaingeektank.com. Join the conversation on Twitter at @rmgeektank. You can also follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Tumblr for Rocky Mountain Geek Tank. Feel free to join the conversation. We look forward to hearing from you.
Geek Tank is a production of Foxblade Media and is protected under the Creative Commons 3.0 license. Your hosts today were Guy S. Davis, C. Troy Floor, and Chelsea Kramer. Kevin Weibler is our engineer, and our music was composed by David Coyle. Geek Tank is funded by listeners like you. Please consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/Foxblade.
I'm Mike Davis, hoping you live long and prosper. Good night.